When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to another Zero Ducks Given Daily during this England versus India Test series. And it is myself, Toby Tarrant, and Daniel Norcross. And we are, well, we're appropriately at a cricket club, but for a slightly inappropriate reason, in a way. I'll explain. We don't know what cricket club we're at, for a start. We think it's either...
I think it's Jesmond Cricket Club.
It's either Newcastle or Jesmond Cricket Club.
But so it's Newcastle on the outside over there, and then it's a Jesmond over here.
It's very complicated. Anyway, we're in a cricket club in Newcastle.
How is cricket supposed to thrive when it doesn't even know what the name of the club is? That's all I'm saying. It starts at the grassroots.
We are stood at ground zero for the death of Test cricket, and it is whatever this cricket club is. It's confusion over cricket clubs that's causing Test cricket to die at the international level. We are here actually currently a few beers deep, as you might be able to tell, raising several glasses to a very dear, lovely, beautiful friend of ours, Johnny Irwin, who you may have seen in the news, sadly passed away recently, because we played cricket with him for the Lord's Taverners for many, many years. He was a terrible cricketer, one of the worst. I mean, really shit. But he was enthusiastic, and anyone that's ever played club cricket knows that really enthusiastic shit cricketers are the backbone of cricket at the end of the day. So we're here having a few beers for him at his funeral. Daniel's just given a very, very lovely impromptu sort of eulogy at the after event. But it's very nice to be here raising a few glasses to Johnny, and we'll raise several more as well this evening. But we also need to reflect on England versus India. And it's one of the few occasions where I watched the game more than Daniel, because I got the train up to Newcastle very early this morning and I basically watched it the entire way. Daniel, did you see anything?
Well, I did, but only when I could really crawl out from the fetid pit that was my overly hot hotel room, because I have mates in Whitley Bay and I don't come to Newcastle much. So I saw them, got bladdered till one, went to bed and thought that my body clock would wake me up. It woke me up at 5:48, desperate to pee, 3 wickets down. I was very excited. I thought, it's coming up to lunch, I'll go back for a little snooze. And suddenly it was 1,000,000 for 3 and everything had gone wrong. And then I watched, you know, from that point on, I thought it was quite a flat deck. I didn't know how we'd taken 3 wickets to start with, really. But you tell me that we should have actually had them all out for 150.
I'll tell you what. So a better podcast would have come armed with the stats. But look, give us a break. We're at a funeral, all right?
Yeah, there's more important things in life, right? You know, there's somebody, there's life and death. It's not just about cricket. Yeah, I mean, exactly. I don't even know why I'm doing this.
Exactly. India are like 350 for 5-ish.
326. I've got the score.
Oh, right, okay. 326 for 5. However, I did actually remarkably watch quite a lot of it. And weirdly, 326 for 5 doesn't make great reading. Ball was swinging a little bit. The ball was spinning a little bit. There were times it looked quite flat. I think wickets with the new ball are quite important, although Jasprit Bumrah might have something to say about that, because he can take wickets of a Satsuma. But it was a day of might have been. When Joe Root dropped Rohit Sharma, that would have been 51 for 4.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, it was a real sliding doors moment. They also had both Sharma and Jadeja out LBW, but didn't review it. Bear in mind...
That's unforgivable. But I've got a theory. You know my theory about Stokes and reviews? He plays to the game so much, like a kid. Like, the umpire gives it not out, it's not out. And then he kind of forgets. And then someone goes, well, we could review. And he goes, really? Should we? And then so he does sometimes, and they're disastrously bad because he's been convinced to do it. Well, not by Stuart Broad anymore, but by, you know, the modern equivalent of Stuart Broad. And so he goes, oh, fuck it, I can't be bothered with these review things. So was that what happened? I mean, how plum was it? Was it obvious? Why didn't he do it? Why?
I'll tell you what, the Sharma one real time, I completely understood them not reviewing it. He basically got down on one knee and he swept. And it looked like it hit his glove, went up in the air and then dropped short of silly point. But it actually hit him on the forearm, so it doesn't count as hitting the bat, and it was actually going to hit basically middle and leg. Now, I have to admit, this is why, you know, Stuart Broad, he got some stick for wasting our reviews all the time, but you need the odd prick. You don't need wet behind the ears Riyan Ahmed being a noble guy going, oh, I think he hit his glove. You need Stuart Broad going, I want a wicket. I don't care what anyone thinks. I've got loads of test wickets. Who's going to argue with me? I'm taller than you. I'm better than you. Go screw yourselves. I'm reviewing it. And instead, Riyan Ahmed, well, he was running around being, you know, a nice guy, and I'm sick of it. So that cost us a review.
And also cost you one of the wickets you need for him to get
2,000
international wickets.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't know, by the way, I've started a campaign that Riyan Ahmed's going to take 2,000 international wickets. Now, the one sticking point of this is I'm not convinced he's actually going to play much test cricket as a leg spinner in England, so he's going to have to be a hell of a white ball bowler. The Jadeja one, I'm going to level with you. I didn't see it, Daniel, and you didn't see it either, did you?
No, but from what I've heard,
yeah,
it was out.
And I'll be honest, if you're back here tomorrow for another daily, I will think less of you as a listener, because
I will actually watch it by tomorrow. And I did see about an hour. And what I would say is that I did think the pitch was neither slow nor fast. I thought it was a placid offering.
What a vague way to describe a pitch based on a man that watched 1 hour of play. It was neither slow nor fast.
Well, it didn't go pounding through into the gloves, and neither did it completely drop hopelessly short. I liked the way that Wood was taking wickets, which was totally not what I was expecting. I thought he was the wrong choice. I wanted a taller bowler, but actually he was pretty dynamic up front, and I really loved the way they went straight round the wicket to the new guy, Sarfaraz, who incidentally looks like a serious cricketer.
Greatest player of all time.
And my moment of the day involved Sarfaraz, because the poor fella, who is, I mean, this guy, who knows what he might go on to achieve? We don't know. There's many a slip twixt cup and lip, but he looked absolutely $1 million, and he's batting like a god. He's striking at about 100. And Jadeja has suddenly got into his shell, getting close to 100. As often happens with Indian batters, actually, the big thing about getting 100. As he got closer and closer, he slowed down so badly. They started getting so nervous. He then like set off for a run when he was on 99, and then just sold superstar down the river. And we'll maybe looking at this in a few years' time going, do you remember when Jadeja, great cricketer that he is, with his batting average of 38, utterly sold down the river the new Don Bradman? And how did he get away with it? Because that was a great moment of luck. So while England had some bad luck, one might say, or some not perfect reviewing, they got a bit of good luck when Jadeja ran out god at the other end, because he looks like a serious cricketer. I'll give him that. I thought Jimmy was right on the money, very accurate, but you know, England lost the toss, and when you are up against it in India, and India are man for man better sides, they just are in their own conditions, it is a bit irritating. I do hope that Stokes didn't call heads. If he did, I'll be infuriated. If he called tails and he lost the toss, that's fine. If he called heads,
then tails never fails.
And also because it's utter lickspittle behaviour if you call heads. I want to see the king, you know. I mean, it's just pathetic. It's unbecoming, right? We want to be nonconformist. Basball's about tails. Basball is not heads.
I've never given it any thought. That would be the next Daily Mail article, that Ben Stokes isn't a royalist because he never calls heads. That's where we'll end up. Yeah, that's Sarfaraz, by the way. He's averaged about 90 the last 2 years in domestic cricket. He came out, he ducked under three bouncers from Mark Wood. He fell over trying to sweep, I think, off Joe Root. And I thought, this guy's not too good. And then he proceeded to be the best player I've ever seen in my entire life. And if we hadn't run him out, he'd probably be on about 900 overnight. I worry that, a bit like the last test, we're sitting here thinking, oh, this pitch isn't too bad and that's not too good a score. And at the end of a few days' play, we're going to realise that actually they've batted quite well. But the good news is, it's Basball, so we'll chase 500 to win in the last innings, and so everything's under control. I thought that was a pretty good daily for two men that barely watch the cricket and are sat here a few beers deep at a cricket club they can't even fucking name.
Too right. Too right. But why don't we dedicate today's shambolic broadcast
to
one of our really good friends, and a man who genuinely would have appreciated utter shambles and chaos, the late, the truly great Johnny Irwin. We love you. We miss you.
Love you, Johnny. Goodbye.
Social Podcast Network.